Delsing spent 25 years on the PGA Tour and is a lifetime member of the PGA Tour and PGA of America. Now he provides his unique perspective as a golfer and network broadcaster. It's time to go On the Range with Jay Delsing.
On the Range is brought to you by Vehicle Assurance.
And good morning. Welcome to Golf with Jay Delsing. I'm your host, Jay. I got Pearlie May with me. Pearlie, what's going on this morning?
Got my driver in hand and ready to rip it, baby. Let's go.
Yep. All right. So we formatted the show like Around the Golf. Our first segment is called the On the Range segment. It's brought to you by our friends at Vehicle Assurance, 866-341-9255. If you need some additional coverage, you need some help with the insurance on your car, no matter what the car is, they have it for you. Call them. They've been in business for over 10 years, over a million satisfied people. They're terrific. Check out our social media outlets. Right. Check what? Out our social media outlets. What? There you go. Check them out. Wherever they are, whatever they are, Pearlie's in charge, and he welcomes all of your comments about our social media outlets. But Bob and Kathy Donahue, those are people you need to call. 314-805-2132. These are phenomenal people that are doing a great job. They'll help spruce up your home. Man, I saw a picture of a staircase, an interior staircase that they did the other day. Spectacular. They did something with the balusters or whatever you call the little things in between. I don't know what they're called. It was great. They know what they're called. They know what to do with them. Call Bob and Kathy, 314-805-2132. All right, so, John, this show, an overview. I wanted to try to put something together tell with some stories from things that you and I have done together about how to get ready to play your best golf, from the driving range, the putting green, what sort of things to work on, drills, how to get your mental side right, what not to do. There's a thousand different ways to think about this. Most of the time when I see folks doing it, they're not doing it the right way. They're not giving themselves the best chance to play well.
Well, you just pointed out that there's a lot of things. And when it goes through, we can both relate to this. When we played our best golf, we did an awful lot of those things at a high level. And it started long before we got to the golf course, right? I mean, it started long before the day of the tournament, for that matter, too. So there's so much that goes into it, which is why the more we understand that, the more you can respect those guys on tour, because it's a way of life if you really want to play great. But you're talking about the weekend warrior, the guy playing a couple of days a week, that kind of stuff. But I'll even start, though, even with those folks, which we've talked about, get your body in shape. Get some walking under your belt. If you can jog, get jogging under your belt. If you can do some stretches, that kind of stuff. That's just a huge, huge place. If we're not playing sports all the time, if we don't have our bodies in shape, trying to play this game is really, really rough. It's really limiting if we're not there.
Well, we've seen it, the story about Guy Burros and, whiffing a three-wood from the middle of the fairway because his group was on the clock and he was carrying around about an extra 50 to 80 on the front. He was sweating and just trying to walk to keep up. I know it's I promised him I wouldn't tell. He goes, "You're not going to tell anybody you saw that, are you?" And I said, "Gee," which we affectionately called him Gee. I said, "I'm telling everyone that story." I said, "You whiffed your three-wood from the middle of the fairway with a perfect lie." Of course, I'm telling everybody. So, Pearl, the conditioning stuff, it's not only a golf thing, man. It's a life thing. As we get older, you want to be around. You want to see your grandkids. Whatever your age is, I know people are probably tired of hearing us say it, but get your butts off the couch. Walk. Do anything. It's going to help every aspect of your life.
Yeah, it's a flexibility. I think the walking is absolutely huge because that's part of it. It's funny, Jay. I reflect back when I played my best golf is also when I was in my best running shape. I don't think that was just so it was just a physical thing. It was a mental thing. I was just able to be able to concentrate a little bit deeper. You're going to talk about a couple of drills in a second. It's tough to do those drills, tough to do the right thing if you can't focus for more than 5 seconds at a time.
Oh, Pearl, I mean, think about it. One of the reasons, one of the reasons why I've worked out, been in the gym for, I mean, you couldn't tell if you looked at me, but I've been in the gym for the last 25, 30 years, and it's because it helped me blow off the stress. It helped me blow off the stress of some of the personal stuff that was going on in my life, the trying to cope with the stress of the PGA Tour. Just life, man. It helped a boatload. But, all right, so, John, let's try to take it in some sort of sequence, which is completely unlike what we do on the show, but let's try it anyway. You know, so you go to, we were talking about being, have some degree of prep before you go to the golf course. And some people are going to just throw this right out the window. They're going to be, you know, to do what they do. But if there's a way to go to either the driving range or the putting green, and you can't do both before you get on the golf course, what do you think people should do?
I'm going to say go to the putting green and get some putting, chipping, some feel stuff in, because that's where most of it is. But I'm going to start someplace earlier while you're driving to the golf course. Hey, give a little talk to yourself and say, hey, what am I after today? I'm after having a good time. I'm after accepting that I'm going to hit some lousy shots. I'm going to accept that some guys are going to start their cart when I'm ready to hit. Somebody's going to be talking when I'm ready to hit. Somebody's going to hit into us, whatever the case is. It's the same thing that I encourage in for business. Just be prepared for, like, funky things to happen so you're not surprised, because you know darn well they're going to happen. So just a couple of minutes of prep in the car before you even get there. And then I think putting and chipping. You can always swing away around the putting green to get yourself loose, but you got to get that touch, I think. Where are you coming from?
No,
on that?
I am too, and
you
I don't
you
see
wanna
people.
You want to go bomb drivers. You want to go bomb drivers. I know exactly
where
you're
exactly,
going.
Oh, yeah, exactly, exactly. No, I see that all the time. People run from the car. They don't hit a couple of pitching wedges or a couple of, you know, their most lofted wedge to get a sense of touch and feel. They're banging. They want to bang their driver straight from the car. I mean, we're talking about maybe a little waggle, and then, and I mean, you know, the majority of your shots are going to be taken with the wedges in the putter anyway, and I'm with you. I mean, I don't see it happen very often, but if that's all I could do, I would definitely go to the putting green and hit some putts and pitches, get some sense for how fast or slow the greens are today, and try to get a little feel.
I totally agree. That's the way to go. And at the end of the day, your rhythm with your little pitches and chips is going to relate a whole lot more, hopefully, to the rest of the swings in your golf bag, and you can actually kind of start from there, nice and slow, and have a lot of feel to it.
Pearl, I remember the time, I think we were up in Reno, Tahoe, when you were caddying for me, and I'm like, I'm not going to the range. I'm just going, let's go hit a couple pitches and chips around the green. Let's go hit a couple putts. I've already been on the bike and rode a little bit to get my body warm. Let's just go. And I didn't think anything of the first tee. You know, the first tee is a crapshoot sometimes, no matter what. But, there, you know, I was loose. I was fine. And Rotella talked to us about this how many times, to use your warm-up, your practice in the morning as a warm-up, not as, oh, hell, I got to go try to find my swing. Where's my game? What's this? What's that? You know, not as that, but truly as let's get our body loose.
I've played a lot of events, first of all, without a driver in my bag, second of all, with a driver in my bag, but never hit it in the driving range. And people are like, why don't you hit your driver before you play? Because I don't want to hit a bad one and start thinking about it. I was in a good place in my head. I knew I just wanted to make good swings. I felt good about it. I didn't want to stand up there until I hit a bad one. So I thought that for me, I mean, it was just a little mental game. I could go out there knowing I hadn't hit a bad tee shot that day.
Oh. Yeah, maybe you should call Bob. I don't know. 1-800-Rotella. So I think that the bigger thing about that with the shorter stuff is it can easily set up a really beneficial rhythm and tempo to the whole round of golf, to the entire round of golf, instead of, man, that driver's tough to swing sometimes, and that first swing without any other swings going to the driver can definitely set you off on the wrong foot.
Absolutely. It's a piece of it. Another thing is, if depending on the time you do have, a little bit of time on the range, just what you just said, I'd hit a bunch of three quarters wedges, same thing, to just feel the flow through your whole body, shifting your weight, making your turn. That's where everything can start clicking from there.
Yeah, hell yeah, and you hit something a little more solidly. And Pearl, yep. What we're about on the show, what we're about when we get on – when you're on my bag and I'm playing, we are about the fundamentals. We are talking about setup. We are talking about ball position. We are talking about rhythm and tempo, and we don't really need to cover anything else. We are not sitting out there with a bunch of swing devices and all of these things trying to work out. We're about fundamentals. Get the ball in the right place. Get the get a sense for the rhythm of the day, the rhythm of the round. Some short game stuff was paramount my last 15 years on tour, and try to play from the same place every day.
Well, yeah, checking your tendencies, exactly, which is kind of what you referenced at that last piece is, hey, you had a tendency of having a little bit of a high right arm, high right shoulder.
Yep.
Maybe a little bit of ball position, that type of thing. So check those things. Get those squared away right off the bat so that you can feel what that's supposed to feel like, and then off you go.
All right, so, Pearl, that's going to wrap up the On the Range segment. I'm going to give the tip of the cap. The tip of the cap this week, it's brought to you by the Dean team of Kirkwood. Colin and Brandy are our buddies over there. They both helped you with your new purchase, Pearl. They helped me with a car for Joe. You can reach them at 314-966-0303. And the tip of the cap today goes to Mother Nature. She's one tough, tough cookie. And we got so much snow in the middle of April that we had to bow, tip our cap to Mother Nature, because she just whipped our ass and won again and destroyed our flowers and made golf tough. I talked to a couple of my younger students who are like, yeah, Mr. Delsing, we had to play golf in the snow. And I thought, man, it's a tough enough game when the sun is shining and it's 70 or 80 degrees out, playing in the snow and the cold. Mother Nature wins the tip of the cap this week.
Mother Nature's always in charge, and we can't afford to forget that.
Yeah, and ask Xander Schauffele what he thinks about Mother Nature and the gust of wind that he got at the 16th in Augusta this year. Wasn't blowing too kindly on him. That's the tip of the cap from the Dean team of Kirkwood. 314-966-0303. Pearl, that's going to wrap up the On the Range segment. But don't go anywhere, folks. We will be right back with the front nine. Golf with Jay Delsing.
Hello, friends. This is Jim Nance, and you are listening to Golf with my friend Jay Delsing.
Are you looking for a great career? Do you like meeting nice people, working with your hands, and fixing things inside the home? Marcone Appliance Parts Company would like to encourage you to consider a high-paying career in major appliances repair and service. Major appliance service technicians are in very high demand. Major appliance techs work regular hours and make excellent money. They work local, in their own communities, and are home every night. It is an incredibly stable industry and highly rewarding work. Discover more about your new career in major appliance services today by contacting a local appliance service company in your hometown. In Southern Illinois, contact Jeff Klein at Mount Vernon TV and Appliance Center. The phone number is 618-242-1579. Marcone Appliance Parts Company is based in St. Louis, Missouri, and is the largest distributor of major appliance parts in North America and proud distributor of General Electric Parts.
I am delighted to welcome Marie Davila to the Golf with Jay Delsing show. I'm sure you know where it is, but in case you don't, Marie Davila is a landmark out in West St. Louis County. It's located on the corner of Clayton and Wideman Roads. It's also on 21 beautiful rolling acres right on the way out to Queenie Park. It's a country club-like atmosphere. It's iconic, and it's absolutely gorgeous. When my dad died and my mom decided she didn't want to live alone, Marie Davila was the first place we called. When we pulled up, we were greeted at the front door by the owner, and he took us around on a tour of the facility. We learned that there are 1, 2, and 3-bedroom villas that you can live in, and there's also 24-hour care in the East, West, and the Waterford buildings. So Marie Davila had everything that my mom wanted. One of the things that stood out in my mind as well was the way the family-owned business treats their guests. That's right. They refer to them as guests, but they treat them like family. So if you're in the process of trying to make a tough decision for this next part of life, you got to visit Marie Davila. This is local. This is family. And this is St. Louis. This is Marie Davila. Come be our guest.
When things come out of left field, having a game plan makes all the difference. Luckily, Farmers Insurance has been helping people cover their bases for more than 90 years, and they can help you, too. Talk to Farmers agent Ed Fogelbach today to see if you have the coverage you want for whatever curveballs may come your way. Call 314-398-8255. 314-398-0101. That's Ed Fogelbach at 314-398-0101.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Many of us have experienced back pain that interrupts our daily life and activities. Having been a patient at SSM Health Physical Therapy and seeing the one-on-one care, I highly recommend them. Their experienced staff using the latest techniques returns patients back to the things they enjoy, whether it's on the golf course, planting flowers in the garden, or whatever it is that you enjoy. Let my friends at SSM Health Physical Therapy get you out of pain and back into your life. 80 locations in the St. Louis area to serve you. 800-518-1626. You can call them or reach them on the web at ssmphysicaltherapy.com. Your therapy, our passion.
Grab your clubs. We're headed to the front nine on Golf with Jay Delsing.
The front nine is brought to you by the Ascension Charity Classic.
Welcome back. This is Golf with Jay Delsing. I'm your host, Jay. Pearly's with me. Brad Barnes Mead is taking care of us here in the ESPN studios. We're headed to the front nine, John. Ascension Charity Classic, baby, this September, Norwood Hills Country Club. Can't wait.
Going to be a big time. Going to be a big time. So between now and then, what are you going to work on? You're going to work on your fundamentals. This happens to be the next subject on your show here.
Oh, Pearly, what do they call that in radio? A segue. I don't know if they call it that or not. That's what we're calling it.
You and I shouldn't be on a Segway. Only accidents are going to happen with you and I on a Segway.
Did I ever tell you about my story with the Segway?
Oh boy!
I'm playing. Yeah,
tell this, it right now.
So I'm playing, and there is a hero in his from the Marines who had lost one of his legs from just above the knee, and I was walking down the fairway, and. I had just come off the tee, and he was there, and I was just walking to the second deck of tees out in California, and I said, "Hey, man, which form of the service were you in?" And he said, "The Marine Corps," and I shook his hand, took my hat off. I said, "I so appreciate your service, you know, whatever, whatever," and he was just delightful. And he said, "Hey, what kind of driver are you hitting?" I go, "Hell, look, this. Well, you want to hit one?" And I said, "Can you hit one?" And he goes, "Yeah." I said, "Hey, give me." So I hollered at my caddy, got another ball. We were in a pro-am, and I teed it up for him, and I turned it over, gave it to him, and he just smacked it. It didn't go straight, but awesome. He smacked it, and it was one of the new TaylorMades. He goes, "Man, I hadn't hit that before." I go, "Yeah, it doesn't go straight for me all the time either, but it's really fun to hit, isn't it?" And he said, "Yeah." He goes, "Hey, have you ever been on a Segway?" And I go, "I don't even know what a Segway is. This was probably, oh, God, Pearl, probably just when I turned 50, so almost 10 years ago." And he goes, "Yeah," and he shows me the Segway, and I go, "Oh, boy, I'm awful at balance. If there's not a ball associated with something, I pretty much had never done it." And he goes, "Oh, it's so easy to get on there." So the question is, not did I fall down, but did I fall down on my face or on the back of my head?
Face.
Yep, face planted right in front of him. He looked at me. I started laughing. I was down in kind of on all fours with a little push-up position. I had the bar hitting me right in the middle of my chest on the Segway. And he said, "You good?" I said, "Great." Could you imagine me complaining and saying, "Oh, yeah, I kind of bruised my sternum" to a stud Marine who's lost his leg? I just kind of sheepishly, I'm like, "You take care of that Segway." Damn, that was tough.
Jay, I got to ask you. Did you really think it was a good idea before you did it, or did you just feel you had to do it?
I felt like I had to do it because he was a hero, and this is this guy, and I was like this golfer, you know, and I felt I did. I knew it was going to end. I was only trying to nudge it, and I hit the gas, and the thing went backwards. My head went down. Brutal. My group was enjoying it. I could tell you they were enjoying it.
Oh my God.
I know, brutal. Anyway.
Too funny.
Anyway, so fundamentals. Let's get back to the fundamentals, John. I remember just struggling so hard trying to identify it wasn't as hard identifying my tendencies. I had a high right arm. I used to have a tendency to go way too fast, to rip the club off the ball, things like that. Identifying them was one thing. Trying to figure out where my body was in space just killed me. So hard. So difficult.
The times that we would work on pitching, I can remember in Australia, just spending hours on that green, trying to get that just off the green, obviously, trying to get a feel for the pitching and the different trajectories, the different spin on the ball. And then probably the epic for us, which was one where it was a major payback, was the time we spent at Pebble on the green at the end of the day for, I don't know, were we out there 4 or 5 hours? Just working on getting that club head swung square to the path.
First of all, I'll never forget this. So first of all, I shot a typical good ball hitting, terrible take care of the ball around the green because my putter was so inconsistent, 73 or 74 or 75, something like that. Which is and I said, John, I'm not getting off of this, coming off of this green until I have an understanding of what I'm doing wrong. And we spent at least 5 hours on that putting green. After playing, an hour, a round of golf of at least 5 hours long?
Oh, at least. But I also remember there was just kind of that commitment on your part. It was kind of the, okay, I've had enough. Now,
I can't go on. Huge. I can't keep trying to do this the way I was doing it. And you know what, Pearl? What gave me the confidence is what we worked on and understood about pitching with a square club face, with the ball in the same spot, with my hand position varying only three different variants for high, medium, and low, and understanding how good I was getting at that gave me the confidence that we were going to figure out this putter.
Well, the bottom line is you have not deviated from what we learned and what you kind of committed to from that day. And I don't remember what year that was, but that was a long time ago. And,
yeah,
and you've absolutely committed to it. Literally, you have not deviated from that. That's a lot to say for any professional golfer.
No, and I haven't. And I sit there and look at the guys on tour when we follow the game and watch the way they pitch the ball, watch the fundamentals. The guys that are the best of it are doing the exact same thing that we implemented. The ball in the center of your stance. The club face is not wide open, pointing for us right-handed golfers way out to the right. It's pointing where you want your ball to start. And then what I tell most people, most amateur golfers, do less. You don't need to raise up. You need to stay in your posture. You need a mini little pivot, and you need to let the head of the club lead. It is that easy.
Yep, absolutely. And then after we get the fundamentals down, it's what drills are we going to do to kind of maintain those fundamentals? That's, by the way, that's another segue, not to bring up a poor subject. But what are we going to do once we kind of get what the fundamentals are to where put that into drills that we're going to bring to the golf course for practice or in between rounds for practice.
Right, right. So one of the things that we were doing when it comes to the fundamentals of pitching and chipping the ball was the trajectory. Are you hitting? The trajectory was crucially important. Did it match the shot that I saw in my mind's eye? So if you're out there, folks, if you're out there trying to figure out your pitching, think about the difference, and I'll give an extreme example so that you can easily understand it. Think about the difference of how much run the ball's going to have on it if you pitch something somewhere between, you know, around knee height compared to something that's going to come into the green somewhere around 10 or 15 feet above head height. The higher ball's going to have so much less roll and so much less pitch forward than that little lower shot. And that's why that's really important.
So we want to run those drills for pitching to call that every time, the trajectory. When you get to the next level, which obviously Jay is, and as we get lower in our handicap, we also want to be able to kind of identify what kind of spin, meaning side spin. Are we putting a little hook spin on that pitch? Are we putting a little draw spin on that pitch? Those are all the things that we really want to do drills. Hit a couple with the low draw spin. Hit a couple with the high draw spin. And move it around like that so you can really identify that and feel all of that.
I'm going to back them. I'm going to back them off of that a little bit, John, because I feel like that's really higher level. What I'm going to say instead of that, and you can certainly do that for the guys that are, you know, less than a 5 handicap, maybe less than an 8 handicap, certainly give that a whirl. But look on where you want your ball to land. Try to hit a spot, and that is extremely important. And even give yourself a target. Put a tee out there. I'll take a chapstick or my car keys, something out there. I want that ball to land. It doesn't have to be perfect. I used to take the girls' hula hoops and land it inside of a 3-foot spot at a certain trajectory, and you won't believe the results you're going to get. And by the way, that is high level. That is what the guys on the PGA Tour are doing. They're trying to hit a spot at a certain trajectory, and they know if they do, the rest will take care of itself.
Great point.
Yep.
Absolutely great point.
Yep.
Jay, talk a little bit about the putting the clock.
The putting clock is wonderful. And so, guys, that's about getting three or four balls in a circular area around a hole and start at 2 feet away. I'm not kidding. Start at 2 feet away. Once you make all three or four of those balls at 2 feet, go to 3 feet away and knock all three of those in, and then go to 4 feet, and that's the end of the drill. So we are talking about, if you have four balls out there, we're talking about you need to make 12 putts in a row. Four from 2 feet, four from 3 feet, and four from 4 feet. And here's the kicker. If you miss one, you got to start over. And why is that important? Because it puts pressure. It gives meaning. It makes you care. It makes you concentrate. Trust me, the first time you have to restart, you don't think any big deal. The third or fourth time, you get over that four-footer, and it's the last one, and you start thinking, damn, if I miss this, I got to go back, and I might not be able to get to the 19th hole. I might not be able to. It'll make you focus. It'll make you concentrate. And that's purposeful practice, John, and that's crucially important.
And depending on how bad it goes, pull your truck up, turn the lights on,
yep,
and keep on going and make that happen. You know, Jay, I was literally doing that today, and I've played so little, I've practiced so little. It was the toughest thing to concentrate even for that long. I'd knock a couple in and then absolutely whiff one, and I'm thinking, what is going on here? And I'm like, it's not my stroke. My mind completely wandered.
Exactly.
It was like I completely lost where I was at.
And here's a cool thing, Pearl. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish your point.
No, there's a lot to making those 12 putts. There's a lot to it.
Right. And so my point is, if you do this, have your head where you need it. This doesn't take a huge time commitment. The problem is, start letting your mind wander, not be there for a couple of those putts, and now all of a sudden, it will take you 30 minutes to do this. But if you get your head together, this thing, you can knock this thing off in less than 5 minutes, and that's with, you know, missing one.
I remember guys in college when I first started seeing that. And obviously, Phil Mickelson has been on TV doing that drill for forever, and it's amazing how it helps. I think, Jay, across the board, it helps you learn how to focus, and that can permeate throughout the rest of your game.
You know what did John Wooden say to us, Pearl, in college? Practice doesn't make perfect. Perfect practice makes perfect. So that is definitely something to keep in mind. That's going to wrap up the front nine. But come back, Pearlie and I will be on the back nine. This is Golf with Jay Delsing.
Hey, everybody, it's Vince Gill. You're listening to Golf with Jay Delsing.
If you have a car and you're struggling to get some protection for that car, let me recommend Vehicle Assurance. 1-866-341-9255 is their number. They have been in business for over 10 years and have a 30-day money-back guarantee, which is one of the reasons why they have over 1 million satisfied customers. They are known for their painless claims process and their premium vehicle protection. So whatever that car looks like, they can help you. You can find them at vehicleassurance.com or call them again at 866-341-9255 for a free quote. Get the protection and the peace of mind you deserve.
Don't miss the hottest rookie class in PGA Tour Champions history. Stars like Phil Mickelson, Ernie Els, Jim Furyk, and more compete at Norwood Hills Country Club September 6th through the 12th. Join legends Jack Nicklaus, Tom Watson, and Hale Irwin to celebrate the PGA Tour Champions' newest event. Professional golf returning to St. Louis in 2021. The Ascension Charity Classic presented by Emerson. Tickets, clubhouse passes, hospitality suites, pro-am foursomes on sale now. Visit ascensioncharityclassic.com.
I am with my buddy Joe Schieser from USA Mortgage.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
Doing great, Joe. Thanks so much for the support of the show.
I really appreciate the opportunity. Congratulations. This is your third year, and we're really proud to be a sponsor all 3 years since the very beginning. It's a great show, and we look forward to it every Sunday morning.
Well, thanks a bunch. Tell us just a little bit about USA Mortgage and what you can do for people.
Well, USA Mortgage is a ESOP. It's an employee-owned company. So over 1,000 families here in St. Louis work for the company. So if you want an opportunity to patronize a local company, please call USA Mortgage 314-628-2015, and I'll be more than happy to sit down with you, go over your options, discuss all the different programs that are available, and give you an opportunity to support a local company.
That's awesome, Joe. Thanks so much.
Appreciate it, Jay. Thank you.
You've seen it and played it in bars over the past 30 years, and now you can bring Golden Tee to your home. Complete your basement or man cave with the popular arcade game, The Ultimate Virtual Golfing Experience. Over 80 courses, unique game modes, and you can even challenge a buddy in online tournaments. However you play, you will be the talk of your neighborhood. Visit home.goldentee.com to learn more.
We're halfway there. It's time for the Back Nine on Golf with Jay Delsing.
The Back Nine is brought to you by the Vogelbach Agency with Farmers Insurance.
Welcome back to the Golf with Jay Delsing Show. Pearlie is with me. I'm Jay, and we're headed to the Back Nine, which is brought to you by the Vogelbach Insurance Agency with Farmers. Call Ed at 314-398-0101. Ed is a terrific person. He's got I think he's got nine children. I think three of them are working in his agency, and he can help you with any of your insurance needs, whether it's personal, whether it's for your business. Call Ed, and he will help you out. Okay, so, John, on the Back Nine, let's talk a little bit about some full swing stuff. Okay, so we kind of covered putting. We talked about chipping, pitching. We talked a little bit about the mental aspect. Let's talk about some full swing stuff. You got a look on your face like you got some sort of story about me that you want to tell. Just something. One of the things that when we were playing the tour, John, I was playing all those years. We had ball hitters that stood out on the range and hit balls all day long. Vijay Singh comes to mind. Bobby Watkins comes to mind. Guys that would stand out there and pound balls and pound balls. And that is not the way it works well for me. And whenever I've tried to do that, I usually bind myself up so much in the mechanical piece of it. What worked for me, John, was when we would go on the range and you would literally call shots out, and I would almost have like a time constraint where I couldn't stand over the ball too long. I had to hit the ball within 3 or 4 seconds of you calling a shot to a target.
Yeah, we kind of played off of Fa-na-na from Caddyshack, and Jay would at least start his backswing, if not be at the top of his backswing, and I would call low draw, high fade. And at first, he kind of looks at me like, "What are you thinking about?" And I don't remember when the first time is we tried that, but I remember it worked like a charm pretty much every single time to kind of get you athletic, get you loosened up, kind of lose that sense of control. You know the adage, got to give up control to get control. And boy, I'll tell you what, when you don't have control and somebody's telling you that, that is a tough thing to say, but that Fa-na-na drill, we called it, helped you tremendously. We used it 100 times for sure. And I can remember one of the times we were down, was it second stage of tour school? You
down were down in, there really down struggling. In Columbus, Georgia? Was that?
Callaway Gardens?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's not Columbus, there. Georgia. That's in Georgia, but it's in Callaway Gardens.
Yeah, and yep, so you were right. Just struggling to hit the ball. You just didn't have your rhythm. You just couldn't find it. And we went to the range and we started doing that. And I'm telling you to hit slinging hooks and block fades and whatever the case is, and just kind of loosened you up. And I remember you went from having absolutely no sense of it to really playing well and getting through that and just shooting some marvelous golf. It's really a good way to break it up. And I think, we can make the statement, give up control to get control, but what does it mean, and how do you do it? And I think that's actually a drill that references or makes sense of that statement.
Yeah, and the other thing that we did, John, and I think this is important, folks, to absolutely pick out a target while you're doing this. This is going to be a low draw towards this flag or this rock. You would pick out trees. We would we were picking out targets every single time. So this was, it sounds random, but it was very purposeful. This is going to be a low, and if I, this is going to be a low fade. This is going to be a high fade. And if it didn't come out right, we did it again to a different target, and it was absolutely fun. Another way to do it, John, is for folks to pick out parameters on the driving range. I've got a 7-iron, and I cannot move on to the next portion of my bag until I land 3 or 5 shots between this point and that point. And that gives them some room, Pearl. It doesn't have to be, oh, I have to hit these right at the flagstick. Nope. I'm going to pick out an area, say, hell, Pearl, say even 15 steps apart. That's 45 feet apart. I need to land 5 7 irons in between these two targets before I can move on. And that builds confidence.
Absolutely. I think I'm starting to remember one of the first times we did the Fananad drill. We were down in Shreveport, Louisiana, back in my dad's buddy's backyard in his lake house in the crabgrass. And in our shorts and T-shirts, and I had a mitt, a baseball mitt, and I'm running, and I would go running and start taking off, and I would yell what shot you had to hit out of a lousy lie in the rough. You remember that?
I do remember it. I was sitting in the mall with my 60, and I'm like, that was we might have had a Michelob Ultra or two in our hands, and it was I remember you running all over the yard, and I was actually – you know, hitting little shots in front of you, and you were diving to catch them, and sometimes they actually went right in your glove.
Well, and it was another one of those weeks, too, if I remember,
while
we were doing that, where things weren't clicking for you, and then you went out and just shot nothing the next day in a windstorm.
Should we tell the story about the car, in the car on the way back after the first day?
Oh, yeah, go ahead and tell the story.
I'm feeling
this
loaded.
Obviously left a lasting impression on you, and I love it.
Destroyed me. I shot, what did I shoot, 75?
76.
76 and meat. It was like a yard sale. I just left strokes
first round.
It was the first round of the tournament. I'm leaving strokes all over the course, and I come into last hole's a reachable par five. I hit a nice drive, jack it up. Why not make it a five or maybe even a six? And I'm like, I don't want to hit balls. I throw my clubs in the car. We get in the car, and I am down. I mean, I am feeling low. And I look at Pearly, and I said, you know, I don't think I can ever make a cut again. And what do you say, my buddy? I thank God I got my buddy caddying for me. If I don't, I'm in the car by myself, and I'm fine. I can have this conversation, not worry about it. But I got John there, my confidant, my friend, and he says?
I waited about 30 seconds and said, I'm wondering if you could ever make a cut either.
Come on. Oh, my God. Well, I looked at him,
we both started
laughing so hard. I'm like, there was some swearing going on big time, bigger than Dallas after that. But I was like, come on, man. And then we started doing this crazy thing out in his backyard. And the next day, I'll never forget that day either. I shot 65. I three-putted the first hole. I shot 65. I think it was a low round of the day in rain, windy conditions, and wound up finishing fourth, third?
Yeah, you had a great
I don't know where the hell.
You eagled the last hole of the tournament. You had a great finish, and there were some other crazy things that happened that week out of the golf course as well. But that Fananad drill, I think, loosened you up to where you could get the weighing, the click, the dynamic that you can't read about. You just have to feel, and you were able to capture it. I think after some of those funky drills we did, and it was awesome.
And so, what we're really talking about here, though, John, is getting out of your head. Right? Getting out of this rut that we golfers get in and we get stuck on. Oh, it's my elbow. Oh, just hit the ball. Come on, man. Let's just hit the ball. Hit it hard somewhere. That's what we were trying to do. Hit it solidly somewhere. And folks, 9 times out of 10, your solid ones are straight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so that's kind of what the point of this funny stories or not so funny stories or, you know, Pearly and his wonderful counsel for me that where they've taken me over the years. Like, I don't know if we, I don't think we had to stop at the liquor store on the way home, Pearl. I think we already had some.
I'm pretty sure we already had some back at the lodge.
Yep.
But Jay, what a great place to play from, not in your head.
John, one of the stuff I'm telling the younger kids that I'm working with is they're like, well, so what should I be thinking of? I said, think about scoring low. Think about having a blast. Think about anything but your golf swing. Just feel your golf swing and work yourself around the golf course the way you see the ball going. Just do that. And boy, these kids are coming back with some fun stories. You can hear the excitement in their voice. You can hear the, I can see the lower scores coming for them. It's really takes the, makes the game much more fun. And one of the things, Pearl, I know you've heard me say this a bunch, and then we've got to wrap up this segment, but they both come to me, and three of them have come to me and said, boy, I don't feel like I'm out there very long. That 18 holes of golf, it seems to go by so much quicker.
I've had that a few times, and that is a wonderful, wonderful feeling when all of a sudden you're like, this is the 18th hole already? Because I've had plenty of times where I'm like, are we done with the front nine yet? When do I get to go home?
Exactly. There's no doubt about it. Well, that's going to wrap up the back nine, but don't go anywhere. We have the Michelob Ultra 19th hole. We got an episode of Whack and Chase. This is Golf with Jay Delsing.
This is Bill DeWitt III, president of the St. Louis Cardinals, and you're talking to Jay Delsing. And wait, oh, sorry, what's the name of the show?
Golf with Jay Delsing.
Oh, sorry, let me start it.
After my knee replacement, I was able to swing the golf club pain-free again. SSM Health Physical Therapy guided me through the rehab process, and when I was ready, one of their specially trained KVS-certified physical therapists put me on that 3D motion capture system. It is awesome. They evaluated my posture, alignment, and the efficiencies of my golf swing, and it's helped me tremendously. They gave me golf-specific exercises to help my swing and be more efficient and repeatable. Call them at 800-518-1626 or visit them on the web at ssmphysicaltherapy.com. Tell them Jay sent you for a special pricing discount. Your therapy, our passion.
Are you looking for a great career? Do you like meeting nice people, working with your hands, and fixing things inside the home? Marcone Appliance Parts Company would like to encourage you to consider a high-paying career in major appliances repair and service. Major appliance service technicians are in very high demand. Major appliance techs work regular hours and make excellent money. They work local, in their own communities, and are home every night. It is an incredibly stable industry and highly rewarding work. Discover more about your new career in major appliance services today by contacting a local appliance service company in your hometown. In St. Louis or St. Charles County, contact Brian Probst at AAA Home Services. The phone number is 636-299-3871. Marcone Appliance Parts Company is based in St. Louis, Missouri, and is the largest distributor of major appliance parts in North America and proud distributor of General Electric Parts.
I know you've heard me talk about Whitmore Country Club. I want to thank them for supporting the show again for the third year and tell you things are going great for them. There's 90 holes of golf when you join at the at Whitmore Country Club. The membership provides you access to the Missouri Bluffs, the Links of Dardenne, and the Golf Club of Wentzville. Cart fees are included. There's no food or beverage minimums and no assessments. 24-hour fitness center is fantastic. There's two large pool complexes and three tennis courts. Stop in the golf shop. You got to see my buddy Bummer. He is an absolute great guy that would love to help you with your game and love to show you around the facility. He and his staff run golf leagues, skins games, members tournaments, couples events. There's live music. There's great dining opportunities out there, outside, inside. Anything you and your family need golf-wise, fun-wise, visit WhitmoreGolf.com or call them at 636-926-9622.
Professional golf returns to St. Louis in 2021. The Ascension Charity Classic, presented by Emerson. Stars like Phil Mickelson, Ernie Els, Jim Furyk, and more compete at Norwood Hills Country Club, September 6th through the 12th. Tickets, clubhouse passes, hospitality suites, and pro-am foursomes are on sale now. All proceeds go to North St. Louis County Charities. Visit AscensionCharityClassic.com or call 314-938-2828. PGA Tour Golf is back in the loo. The Ascension Charity Classic.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Ed Fogelbach? He proudly serves St. Louis area families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies and provide a no-obligation quote today. Call the Fogelbach Agency at 314-398-0101 to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's the Fogelbach Agency with Farmers Insurance at 314-398-0101.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
I want to tell you about Dean Team Volkswagen of Kirkwood. My friend Colin Burnt runs the store over there, and he helped me buy a used Volkswagen for my daughter Jo when she turned 16. We've had the car for over a year. It's running great. It's nice and safe, and we've taken it there to get it serviced just recently. Perley that does the show with me just bought a nice Toyota truck from Collins. So I want you to know that if there's any sort of vehicle you need, anything at all, you can get it at the Dean Team Volkswagen of Kirkwood. You can call them at 314-966-0303 or visit them at DeanTeamVWKirkwood.com.
Grab your clubs. We're headed to the front nine on Golf with Jay Delsing.
The 19th hole is brought to you by Michelob Ultra.
Welcome back. This is Golf with Jay Delsing. Pearly May is with me, and we are headed to the back nine. Where are we headed, Pearl? We're headed to the 19th hole.
Baby, 19th hole.
The Michelob Ultra 19th hole. We'll go ahead and pop one of those, and we're going to go right to Whack and Chase.
When it comes to your golf game, do you need help from the experts? So do we. We're still looking for those experts. But until then, John and Jay will have to do. It's time for Whack and Chase on Golf with Jay Delsing.
John, Jay, I don't know what the heck you guys are doing, but the people love Whack and Chase.
Social
and
media, baby. Social media.
It's all the social media pub Jay's been doing. We got one more Whack and Chase. David is on the line now.
Hey, David, thanks so much for joining us. Excuse me.
You're fine. Guys, I'm so excited to be here. Big fans of the show. And as we get into the winter months, I'm thinking about getting on the course already. Hopefully it's sooner than May, but who knows? I'm up in Iowa right now, and I'm really excited about the chance of maybe getting some feedback on my game.
Iowa, wait a second. We need another pin.
Hey, get the pin out. Put a pin up on the map.
Way to go, man. We appreciate you.
I traveled north, and I kept 101 ESPN with me at all times.
So that's sweet. Oh, man, we love you. Thank that's you sweet. So much.
So what are you looking
for? I want to help keep the lights on, you know?
We definitely need to keep the lights on. It's tough enough doing this gig without the lights. Hey, David, where are you at with what question have you got for Jay tonight that he can dig deep into his archives of 50 years of professional knowledge to talk about?
Wow. Well, I don't know about that, David.
Well, here's my situation. I've worked hard over the last couple of years. I've got my handicap down to a 4, and, of course, 2020 is a challenge, and it was a challenge to get on the course. And so I've seen the handicap go up probably right around a 7 or 8 right now. I'm still really happy with that, still playing some of the best golf I ever have. My biggest challenge is I want to bring the club to parallel, and I've never been able to get my flexibility to the point where I can get that club out there, parallel, so that way I'm always hitting that ball flush when I'm coming back down. It's why it's not like I have a slicing issue, but there's a lot of times where I get on that first tee, I'm feeling really confident, I think I'm loose, and then I duff it and only goes like 25 feet in front of me, and I'm looking around wondering if I should just pack up and go home then. So,
well, that's...
if you have any advice, I would love it, because I would just love to have the fluidity. Get it to parallel and come back down to the ball and not be like, all right, am I going to duff this thing or what?
So I want to confirm something, Jay. You know my swing has just gotten shorter and shorter. Is he talking about getting it to parallel on the backswing or the follow through?
Yeah, exactly. David, Pearly, if you blink, you miss Pearly's backswing now.
And I'm pretty sure I'm short of parallel on the backswing and the follow through.
Yeah, I think so. I don't think parallel is even in the equation. Well, you're a good player, and let me ask you, are you thinking mostly for your long game, right? It doesn't really matter if we get our short irons back to parallel. You're thinking more like you want your driver, your three wood, some of your longer stuff to just get a little bit longer.
Well, maybe. I mean, and maybe this is the issue that we've identified here. I don't quite know what my issue is, because I can tell you off the tee, I'm probably around 305. I'm happy with that. I don't think I really need more.
Damn, I'd be real happy with
Pearl,
that.
He's pissed off right now. He's jealous
of
you,
David. Did you get 305 by getting to parallel or even close to parallel? I'm going to parallel, baby.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to do the whole Anthony Kim thing from 2009, right? Like, if I don't bring it all the way back and I bring it through, I have more control. But I guess I have more issues probably that second shot where I'm, you know, it's a difference for me trying to get the ball, let's say, 10 to 15 feet from the pin. Sometimes I'm on the side, I'm not even on the green. So I guess control out of the fairway is what I'm trying to solve. And my assumption was the issue is I'm not bringing that club in the right slot every time to come through it.
Okay, but back to the parallel issue. When do you feel that you're not getting it there and when you want to get it back to parallel? Is it the first tee? Is it when the pressure's on? Is it when you're into the wind or a tight hole? When does it occur?
It's the first and second shot, and I guess I notice it. I feel like I notice it more with my iron play. Usually when I'm working with like a 6 iron and higher, well, or lower, 6, 6'5", 4, 3.
So you've told us a little bit about your game, but tell us a little bit more. Do you play some competition? Are you playing for money? Are you playing in leagues? Tell us a little bit about where you've been and where you're at with your game.
I stopped playing golf for money because I always lost the money. I played high school. I grew up born and raised in St. Louis. I played at Chaminade. I wasn't the best golfer on the team by any means, but I kept through with college. And the correlation I saw with my game getting better was the more I played, which is a really common sense thing to say, but. A couple years ago, I logged, 60-something rounds of golf. I got my handicap down to a 4, and I was really pleased with that. And so a big thing is just having the consistency. And I love the game. It's how I bond with my dad. It's how I bond with my friends.
That's awesome.
And, it's the one sport that I feel like I can play well, as I get older. I'm only 28. It's not like I'm worried about having to give up the game. But, if there's something that I can do now to prolong how I – quote unquote, feel competitive when I play right now, I mean, that would be great. But am I playing in tournament play? No, and I think that's better off for everyone.
David, tell me what you've tried to do to try to fix this. So what, when you're out on the golf course, or you feel like, I don't know, you just feel like this is what you need to do. What do you try to do?
I try and do some stretches. I probably do maybe 5-10 minutes before. I mean, I think 10 is like really exaggerated. It's probably closer to 5 minutes, but I really just try and get loosened up. I know during my round, I'm constantly trying to swing that club, in my practice swing. Something I didn't do for the longest time was I didn't get to do a practice swing because I didn't want to waste the good swing on the practice. I wanted it to hit the ball.
Exactly. I understand.
So
you only got so many in there. We got to remember that. We only have X amount of good swings in our lifetime, so the heck if we want to waste them on the practice swings.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to deplete them. If I'm playing 18, I don't want to lose it by 10, That's a lot of golf ahead of you guys.
Well, I am very confident that Jay can help you in a big way here, and if he can't, I've got some things I'm going to throw into the mix.
No, absolutely. Well, first of all, David, congratulations on having such a damn good golf game and playing, since your early years. And we both hate you that you're 28 because we're both 60 and, we're old. But one of the things that I want to point out to you, you can sit there and smash a tee ball 300 yards plus. That is so unusual, okay? It just is unusual for an amateur to be able to do that. So my guess, let me back up. If you want to get a longer backswing, now I'm going to say this, David, I don't think it's necessarily going to do what you want it to do, but I'm going to tell you how to do it.
But Jay, shouldn't we distinguish between driver and three woods and irons?
And I'm going to. So,
well, he says he's going to, but that's why I brought it up. I was wondering when he was going to.
Someday.
Isn't it hard me to do it when John's talking
over
me?
He's talking over you. What a rude guy.
Wow.
I'm playing both sides here.
Fine. You're on your own.
Oh, we have David here, remember?
Never mind. Sorry.
So, Bud, what I'm thinking is with the longer your driver, your three wood, your 3, 4, 5 irons, if you want to stretch that backswing out a little bit, this is odd. I'm sure you've never done this, but the answer lies in your lower body. So they've done studies before that if you can move your lower body back, and I don't mean sway, I just mean load it up now, right, into your right hip and into your right quad. If you can rotate that hip back 1 inch, 1 inch is equivalent to up to 14 inches longer in your backswing, David.
Wow.
Now, you don't want 14 inches, I'm sure.
Well, but I need like 2.5 feet, so I want to go 2.5 inches, then,
right,
is what you're saying on my hip toe.
You need new hips and traction, okay? Quit ruining David's fix. I'm trying to fix things.
So, you're not sticking up for me, Meade, after he's just slamming me over here.
I said I was playing both sides. I defended each of you once. I am done now.
So, David, what I would do, here's what I would do if I'm you. I wouldn't worry nearly as much about making that backswing longer. I would focus on your rhythm and some of the fundamentals, especially in your iron game. So you smash this drive out there 300-plus yards, and you miss the green. That is not really swing-related. There's something in the fundamentals that are not matching up for you, and I'm sure it's going to have to do with your aim or your ball position. I'm almost 100%.
David, do you watch any golf on TV?
Oh, I watch it religiously.
Okay, I would challenge you big time to watch how many pros with a 5-iron or less take it to parallel with those clubs. I would challenge you. I think Jay's exactly right for once on this.
It's a shotgun theory, David. You got to be right occasionally.
On this parallel thing and getting more into your rhythm, pace, that kind of stuff. So
if I'm directionally challenged, I mean, how do I fix this aiming issue?
So we got to get you on the range. We got to get your body stacked, your feet, knees, hips, shoulders stacked on top of each other. Your forearms, bud, they need to be level. You're a right-handed guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be careful that your right forearm isn't sitting an inch or two above your left forearm at address. I'm almost positive that it is. It's a very strong feeling position, but David, it will do you in. I'm an expert at this. I did this for years.
He knows.
It used to piss me off, David.
David, even when I was watching and tell him not to do it, he would do it anyway, so keep that in mind.
Yeah, and I did. He's right, and it still pissed me off, and I couldn't do it, but you got to get your forearms level, and they all have to be those parallel train tracks, David. They all have to be added left of your line, and that is it, man. You don't need much. You need a little tweaking with your fundamentals. You need to stay in touch with me. If I can help you, I will. And man, 300 yards plus
off the tee.
We love that. And David, this is the way we end our Whack and Chase segments. If we help you, and this actually works, we want you to call everyone you know, tell your friends about the show, call us back, and tell us how great we are.
And I got no problem doing that. You guys are the only ones that ever talk golf. It's why I love listening to you guys. I'm so glad you're on 101 ESPN. And I don't know if I'll get to put this work in here in 2020. I might have to wait till 2021, but you can expect a follow-up call from me for sure.
We really appreciate it. Now, here's the caveat, though, bud. You keep missing those greens with your short irons and everything. Tell them we never met.
Yeah. Who are you? Where am I?
Yeah, that's right. What phone call? Right, what's 101 ESPN? David, thanks so much
for being with us.
All right, so Pearl, interesting how that David's issue is, you know, he's talking about the length of his swing, and it's really, as far as I'm concerned, not hugely important, especially for a guy that's as good a player as he is.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of things to work on, much of which we've even talked about on this show. I would probably never work on that.
Yeah, it's one of those things, but you can see why some with the golf things that are out there, how you can get yourself, you know, worked up. But the bigger thing is just trying to recover from 2020 because of COVID, and he didn't get to play any.
Yeah, exactly. So go back to the drills that we've been talking about, the other stuff. But he was a fun interview. It's fun to hear the passion and the desire that people have to get better and the things they want to work on. But as you and I have learned way too many times, it's important to work on the right stuff.
And the show's up in Iowa, Pearl. We're moving north. David's from Iowa, and we got a new pin on our board from the state of Iowa. Well, Pearl, that's going to wrap up. She's like, what are you talking about? You looked at me like,
hey. You lost me on that one. Thanks for the explanation, though. I'm back on.
Okay, you're back on. Well, good, because now it's time to get back off, because that's going to wrap up another show.
That's fantastic, Jay. Enjoyed the heck out of it again.
But thanks for being with us. Me, thanks for taking such great care of us here at the ESPN studios. And we will see you next week on Golf with Jay Delsing. Hit 'em straight, St. Louis.